Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Welcome all of you to the house of God. And welcome all of you joining us right now. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. It is a privilege and an honor to share the word of the Lord with you this morning. What a pleasure it is to be in the house of God, to worship him and to praise him and to adore him and everything else in between. We just had a great, great worship, a great moment with our God. And now we're getting ready to get into the word of the Lord. Amen. And before we do, let's start with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. Lord, we exalt you. We glorify your holy, holy name. Thank you, Lord, so much for another day you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the sun that's out right now, shining so beautifully. Thank you, Lord, so much for the saints that are here this morning to come and worship you and praise you and exalt your holy name. And I thank you also, Lord, for those that follow us online that are watching right now. I pray, Lord, a special, special blessing to them. Bless them, Lord, tremendously. Those, Lord, who have been a blessing to our ministry, to our lives, bless them, Lord, profusely in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth this morning, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will open up our minds, our understanding to what you are saying to your church this morning. I pray, Lord, that your people will see you and hear you and not me. Glorified, Lord, be your name forever. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Do we have our Bibles with us this morning? Yes? Amen. Thank you. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Amen? Amen? Amen. And you're welcome to say amen once you're there. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. Right, thank you. And I'm ready for that, please. When the Lord saw her, our Lord Jesus, when he saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And our Lord Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Praise the Lord. Have we come across this story before? Do you know what this story is about? Yes? This is one of many miracles that happened when our Lord Jesus was on earth. Specifically, the raising of the dead. And in this particular occasion, our Lord Jesus was in a town, in a small town called Nain. Nain was a little town that is southwest of Capernaum. And as our Lord Jesus approached, what he saw was a funeral in the process. And that funeral was on its way to the burial site, which was just outside of the city. And the reason why my Lord put it in my heart to share this word this morning is to show the compassion the love and the tenderheartedness that he has for every single one of his children. Once in a while, we must be reminded that our Lord Jesus really, really, like, really loves us. He really, 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 really loves us. And why must we be reminded of this? Because at times we fall sick. Because at times certain tragic things happen in our lives. Sometimes we forget who we are. The enemy sometimes plants certain things in our minds and start playing mind games to make us think that we have failed the Lord, or this thing and that thing, all negative things. Well, all along, the Lord has everything under control. Everything has a purpose and a meaning. Here in this particular occasion, we see the story of a woman who had one son, and that is all that she had. She was a widow. Her husband had deceased. He had died. And now, all that she had was a son. A male son. And in those times and in those days, if you were a widow, oh man, that's it. You're done. Around that time, widows were, I'm not going to say, I don't want to use the word despised, but they were not very well taken care of. You know, they didn't have any respect from the people. They were not looked after. And our Lord Jesus spoke against that. You know, to watch over those who are the widows, take care of them. The Apostle Paul speaks about it too. And now, this woman's only son perished, which meant that she had to fend for herself, that she had to take care of herself, she had to support herself in a very, very, very harsh manner. The Lord had compassion on this woman who was grieving, who was crying, who was in despair, didn't know what to do. She probably thought it was the end of her life. She probably thought, oh man, now things are really going to be interesting. Touching the frame of which the body was being carried, which is, it came across as wanting to stop the proceedings, to stop the gentlemen in their tracks. Our Lord Jesus ordered the young man to arise. And immediately what happened was that life returned to that corpse on the spot. And the young man, in turn, sat up from where he was laying. And thus the one who is Lord over death, as well as over every single disease that exists to mankind, restored that young man back to his mother. Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. And then what happens next, if we continue reading, is all of the sudden fear fell upon the people. They right now had witnessed a mighty, mighty miracle. The dead was raised and brought back to life. And then they believed that the Lord Jesus was a great prophet sent by God. But when they said, God has visited his people, they probably did not understand that our Lord Jesus himself was God. They did not perceive this. They could not see it. They could not understand it. And rather, they felt that the miracle was evidence that God was working in the midst in an impersonal sort of way. And these are some of the things that I want to address this morning. Our Lord Jesus might not be here in the flesh among us today, but what is here with us today? The Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that was in the midst of our God, of our Lord Jesus, when this happened, is in this place, is here right now, is inside of all of us who have given our lives to the Lord Jesus. Here, when this took place, these people did not know that God Himself was in their midst. Their report of the miracle spread throughout all the surrounding region. And they said, a great prophet is among us. Now, moving on to the story itself. Dr. Luke records the restoration by our Lord Jesus in his book of three children. You have the widow's son that we just finished reading. Then we have Jairus' daughter. And we have the child who was possessed by demons. First, the son right now from the widow. Jairus' daughter, we see the account of this in Luke chapter 8, verses 42. May I have that, please? It says, For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Here is a miracle that happened in regards to a child who's 12 years old. And the other account comes in also Luke, the next chapter, Luke chapter 9, verse 38. Suddenly a man from the multitude cried out, saying, Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child. There's no doubt that our Lord Jesus has a soft spot, not only just for us, but for those who we care about, for our children. And when I read these stories, I see why it's so important for us to pray over our children, to pray for their salvation, to pray for their healing, for their deliverance. Do you believe that the Lord can do the same for your child today? Yes? As I've mentioned many times here in the pulpit, I am the result of this. I was away from the world. I was doing my own thing for over a decade, almost a decade and a half. Matter of fact, it was about a decade and a half, where I did anything and whatever I wanted to do. I left the house. I disassociated myself with my family so I can go and live my life and do what I wanted to do. But through prayer and supplication and fasting, by His grace, the Lord brought me back to the kingdom. And I bless the name of the Lord for that. I am so very thankful. And just like these parents approached the Lord for a healing, for resurrection, well, some of them did, some of them didn't, or one didn't. And I'm getting ready to speak about that in just a moment. Our Lord Jesus did something mighty, great, impossible for every single situation. Never is there one case recorded where our Lord Jesus failed to have compassion. Never one. I want to show you right now Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. And this is a multitude, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Our Lord Jesus moves in compassion. Our Lord Jesus is moved, is touched. He knows what you are going through today. And I am here to tell you this morning that He has not forgotten about you, that He knows your situation. And I'm also here to say that He wants to heal. He wants to bless. He wants to answer your prayer. He wants to speak to you. He wants to have an open dialogue with every single one of us. Our Lord God. Amen. It's all a matter of believing. But here, I would like to focus our attention back again to this one particular funeral that is happening. The first thing that I want to point out, and I want to point out a couple things, is that our Lord knows all the specifics of this case right now. He already knew. He knew that this woman, she was once upon a time married, and that her husband deceased. He knew her financial situation. He knew her health status. He knew everything about the young man. He knew exactly who the person was inside of that coffin. And his disciples see only a funeral as these people are passing by. This is all they perceive. This is all they see. But our Lord Jesus understands the exact circumstance of the corpse stretched out in that coffin. He knew exactly what was going on. He knows that the deceased is a young man, the only son of his mother. And now she's become something that at the time was very dreadful. Something that you did not want to think about. And that is to become a widow with no children. They would have rather go away. They would rather die instead of having to see all their children die and then having them fend for themselves. But the first thing that I would like to show you this morning is that our Lord Jesus knew, and He knows also every single thing in your situation, in your life today. The next thing that I want to mention right now is that our Lord Jesus does not wait for anyone to plead with Him. I would like for you to understand this morning. I don't want you to think that you're going through something right now, for one, and think that our Lord Jesus is not aware, or that He doesn't see, or that He takes pleasure in what you're going through right now. But equally, He is not waiting for you to come and ask and plea and beg and all these things, because He can freely come to your situation and deliver you. And you might not even know about it. Every single day, our Lord God delivers us from something, and we don't know. I am an avid motorcycle rider. I love to ride bikes, motorbikes to be more specific. And I have been riding a motorcycle ever since I was a young teenager. And I can tell you, matter of fact, I should say, I cannot tell you how many times the Lord has saved and spared my life from an accident, from so many things. I've laid the bike down two times. By His grace and mercy, I wasn't ran over one of the time, the last time that happened. It was right here on 83. Excuse me. Between many other things, people have been after my life to take me out. The Lord revealed to Pastor Paul in the middle of the night, and He intervened, and I'm still alive today. Praise the Lord, I've never been shot at. Never shot anybody either. Praise God. Let's keep it that way, right? Anyhow, there are so many things that my God, that I can speak for myself, has done for me that I didn't have to ask. You know, I leave out of the house, and there was once upon a time that I didn't say a prayer before I left out of the house, or when I woke up in the morning, or whatever the case might be. And the same is for us also. Now, I'm not here saying that we should not seek after the Lord, or we should not ask anything from Him. I'm just simply saying that the Lord doesn't always wait for us to go to Him in order for us to bless, for Him to bless us, heal us, protect us. Because did this woman come to the Lord Jesus and ask for her son to be prayed over? Lord, I have heard from the other side of Capernaum the things that you have done. By chance, do you think that you can do the same for me? Did the Lord Jesus, did this woman even know the Lord Jesus and who He was? But our Lord Jesus knew everything about her. About her entire life, about the situation. And yet He moved in compassion. The prophet Isaiah prophesies of this exact thing that I'm referring to right now. In Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1, it says this. It says, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. And then it says, I was found by those who did not seek me. And then it says, I said, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. But the focus right now that I want to bring is the part that says, I was found by those who did not seek me. Isn't that something? How many times have we heard of evangelists who, while they were still in the world, our Lord Jesus manifested Himself to them? In this way, in that way, and in whichever which way. We know the story, we're very familiar with the story of the Apostle Paul, who on the road to Damascus found our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus just showed up, boom, right? Where are you going? What are you doing? What's going on? What are you up to? And Saul, at the time, his life was completely changed, right? Was Saul looking for the God of Israel, was looking for the Messiah, was looking for the promised one, because he knew the scripts. He knew the word of the Lord. He knew the law. But yet, he found the Lord without even seeking Him. And then the word of the Lord says, I was made manifested to those who did not ask for me. Isn't this the same case as right now this widow, this woman? In the context, the first verse here refers to Israel's failure to seek God and her unwillingness to answer the call to the Lord here in Isaiah. But the Apostle Paul applies it also in Romans chapter 10, right now to be the call of the Gentiles. Romans 10:20, please. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifested to those who did not ask for me. Do you know to whom the Apostle Paul is speaking to right now? The Gentiles. That's exactly right. The Gentiles. So now, all the promises come to us. Now our Lord has an open relationship with us. Our Lord right now is asking us to seek Him, to be after Him. And sometimes before we can call for help, Before we even ask of the Lord, He's already answered. He's already given us the victory. He's already given us a way out. And what a special blessing that is for every single one of us. Before we can come to the Lord and present our needs to Him, He already knows and He already answers. Proof of this is Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Amen? If now, the Apostle Paul is saying that these promises are for the Gentiles, well now, I think we're doing pretty good. I think we are all right. This encourages me, and it should encourage you as well. Our Lord God knows all that we are going through. Before I make my request to the Lord, how wonderful it is that He has already answered my request. When our Lord Jesus sees the widowed mother, the Word of God says that He has compassion on her. And our Lord's concern is apparent in His expression of His mercy and His tenderness. And He says to the widow, "Do not weep." And you know what this does? This provides comfort. This provides encouragement. These are all the attributes that our Lord Jesus has for every single one of us. He wants to comfort you. He wants to encourage you, just as He did this widow woman. And I'm here to say this morning that our Lord Jesus, He offers hope for every single situation. It does not matter what you are going through right now. Our Lord God offers hope. May I have Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. The Bible right now is calling you blessed. He's calling you favored. Blessed is that individual who hopes in God. Here in the story of this widow, she thinks that all hope is gone. Everything she thinks that she's done for, that she's going to end her life bitterly in misery. But even this dire circumstance, these circumstances are not enough to remove the hope found in our Lord Jesus. There is hope for every single occasion. May I please have Lamentations 3:26. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Our Lord Jesus also shows great tenderheartedness when He presents that young man to His mother. An act of compassion, an act of love, tenderheartedness. And I'm here to say that this is what the Lord wants to do for every single one of us. Amen? This is the word of the Lord for His congregation today and to you that's watching right now. There is hope. There is meaning. Our God knows your situation. He knows what you're going through. And I pray that you will seek the Lord with all your heart because He wants and He will. Amen? Let's close out with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you. And Lord, we thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your compassion, Lord, over us. Thank you, Lord, so much for what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that for all your people right now, that they will not lose hope, that they would be steadfast, Lord, in you, that they would, Lord, maintain in you, Lord, wholeheartedly, that they would not, Lord, be discouraged. Just as this woman, Lord, once upon a time was extremely discouraged, and you were there, Lord, for her, even without her asking, the same, Lord, and even more, you wish to do for us. And I pray, Lord, that your people will accept this word, will accept, Lord, your promises, and know that they are blessed if their trust is in you, if their hope is in you. Thank you, Lord, so much for your love. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us, even at times, Lord, that we did not know. Thank you, Lord, very much. And as we always say, Lord, we love you, and we will always love you for as long as we live. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.